Standing in the Resolute's hushed war room, Ahsoka considered Anakin as he stared at the deactivated holotransmitter, arms folded, chin tucked low.
Ooh, he's not happy, she thought. He's not happy at all. So, Sky Guy, what are we going to do now? She asked. When he shot her a sharp look, she added, We're alone! You said I can call you. Be quiet, I'm thinking.
She chewed her lip while she waited, tried to read the thoughts tumbling through his mind. But when he wanted to, Anakin could hide himself completely. For all the good his face did her right now, he might as well be a protocol droid.
He's not going to disobey the council, is he? I mean, there was no wiggle room in those orders. He can't disobey them, not even for Master Kenobi. Can he?
Anakin looked at her again, more kindly this time. What are we going to do, Ahsoka? What do you think we should do? She took a deep breath, snapped her spine straight. She'd do him no favors by telling him what he wanted to hear instead of what he needed to hear. Master Kenobi had practically said as much when they were at Bothawe. And who was she, a lowly Padawan, to argue with the great Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I think we have to do what Master Windu told us. I know you're upset about losing R2. I know you're worried about Master Kenobi. So am I. But we're at war, Sky Guy. And that's bigger than both of us. How can we beat the Separatists if we don't work as a team?
A muscle leapt along Anakin's tight jaw. How can we beat the Separatists if we follow bad orders? The Jedi Council isn't always right, Ahsoka.
Maybe not, she said after a doubtful pause. But they can't always be wrong.
He pulled a face. Can't they? And what was she supposed to say to that? Never mind, he said, glancing at her. You're probably right. Besides, I might have a bad feeling about him, but I can't tell where Obi-Wan is or what he's doing. So even if I was prepared to disregard Master Windu and go after him, I wouldn't begin to know where to start looking. Which was why he was so worried.
I don't think he'd want you to go after him, Master. Do you?
Maybe not, Anakin admitted with the faintest of smiles. But Obi-Wan doesn't always know what's best for him. Ahsoka felt her mouth drop open.
And you do?
Yes, he said simply, then headed for the door. Come on, we need to get this battle group headed for Alantine 6. Then you and I can put in some training time with Captain Rex.
Great, she thought. I wonder if Rex can teach me any tricks that'll help me keep you under control.
Bemused, resigned, she followed him from the room. They abandoned the crashed starship soon after daybreak. Zagula's early morning air was cool and dry, the sky unclouded, a faint breeze stirring. Bail hitched up his makeshift backpack, trying to fit it more comfortably against his shoulder blades, trying to ignore the ache in his wrenched, complaining shoulder. As he and Obi-Wan headed across the sparse plateau, he slid a considering gaze sideways toward the Jedi. Had the man gotten any sleep? He suspected not. There was a heavy-eyed weariness about him this morning that spoke eloquently of a troubled night, and during their preparations for leaving, they'd exchanged only a handful of words. So do I say something? Bail thought. Or do I pretend nothing's wrong? If I pretend nothing's wrong and then something happens, how will I know what to do? How to help? Obi-Wan sighed. I'm fine, Bail. You don't need to worry. How profoundly unsettling to have one's thoughts read so precisely. You're fine now, maybe, he conceded. But what if that changes? I'm doing my best to see that it doesn't. Doing his best? What did that mean? More secret, unsettling Jedi business, probably. Can you still feel the Sith? Yes, said Obi-Wan after a moment. Yes, I can feel them. And? Obi-Wan shifted his own roughly constructed backpack. And what? And so does that mean they're attacking you? Right now? While we're walking? Yes, Bail, said Obi-Wan. His voice sounded tight. But you must not concern yourself. I am in control. Bail slowed, stopped. Obi-Wan kept walking for 3 strides, then he stopped too, turned around slowly, revealing a pale face grooved with lines of stress. What? Bail grimaced. I want to help you. How can I help you? You can be quiet, said Obi-Wan. Talking is a distraction, and the Sith... What about them? He prompted when the Jedi didn't continue. Obi-Wan, what are they doing? Trying to find a way in, said Obi-Wan. It would be best for both of us if they failed. Well, yes, by all means state the obvious, Bail thought, then said, They're still playing with your mind, making you remember things? Not at this moment. But they were? Last night? Obi-Wan looked away, then nodded. Yes,